So let's bring in the man with the weather plan, Pat Pagano. Morning, Pat.
Good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's boring. Interesting where there are places that are getting some unbelievable rain. For instance, yesterday in northeast Connecticut, there were a couple of places that picked up 1 to 2 inches of rain. On north central Long Island, they picked up 4.5 inches of rain. And there was even a water spout on Long Island Sound yesterday, north of Orion Point. So, you know, it's spotty, but they're around, and, you know, you have to respect that. But you won't have to worry about it today or tomorrow. We'll have hazy sunshine. It will be on the humid and very warm side, 85 to 90. At this time of the year, in case you are losing track of where we should be, the normal high at this time of the year is 82. So 85 to 90 is way above. On Friday, there's a front coming down from the north, some sun, and that could produce a gusty thunderstorm, 85 to 90. It's certainly not going to make too much difference in humidity over the weekend. It'll be partly cloudy, moderately humid Saturday and Sunday, and there could be some late thunderstorms each day. And the highs over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, will be in the middle 80s. And that will continue on Monday as well. So, what can I say? You know, these are, I mean, the dog days officially ended on the 11th. But now it looks like we have dog days right into the end of the month.
I got another thunderstorm at my house yesterday. So yeah. I just got enough rain. Once again, the grass really is finally greened up where there's most of the brown spots are gone now. But that's still the creek out back, you know, stream now.
Oh, yeah. It's still, you know, the water table's still low. So we still have to watch and you know, and conserve. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we get about an inch of rain at the lake, and the lake is still very low there. Still very low, so... you know, it'll catch up. You know as well as I do. It always evens out.
Well, I hope for back to school, so the students don't have to go to back to school with this type of weather. You know,
when do the students return?
We're only about a week away here in Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
You know, towards the end of the last week of August, they go back to school. And, and there's nothing worse, first of all, going back to school. Stick your tongue out. But going back to school and sitting in a classroom that's hot and humid.
You know, you would think by now that they'd start, you know, having air conditioning in all the classes. But
no, just the administrative offices.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, let's face it, we didn't have AC.
No,
We didn't have AC at home. No less in school, you know, when we were growing up. And I recall, I'm remembering college. I don't remember AC in the college either.
I didn't go to college.
Oh, okay. So you don't remember. But I remember. I started off at Queensborough Community College in obviously Queens, New York, and there was no air conditioning there. The only thing that I remember while attending QCC was at that point I was going out with this girl Maria, and we used to kind of like sometimes we used to alternate cars, but for the most part both of us took our cars because we had different times and different classes. Well, one day, now it's late in the afternoon, both of us had the same time of coming out, walking to our cars, and Pat doesn't see his car. I said, Maria, I brought my car. She goes, well, obviously you wouldn't be here. I said, well, that's true. She goes, are you sure you parked it here? I said, I'm positive. So we walked and we walked and we walked. Well, called the police. Someone stole my car. Right from college.
I did get it back.
And when I got it back, I had to tow it back because whoever stole the car took off the gas cap and poured sugar in my gas tank and seized up my entire motor.
Jeez, that's great, huh?
Yeah. And so that's the fond memories of community college.
Did her car, when she gave you a ride, did her car have air conditioning?
I don't remember. I don't even remember if mine did.
You know, I want to tell people, I didn't go to college because there was extenuating circumstances. I wanted to go to college. But the way it turned out, by me working in Kingston, New York, and starting my craft much earlier, I didn't need air conditioning.
Right,
my
right.
years in Kingston were absolutely the best. The best. And it was like Animal House, okay? It was like Animal House.
You know what's interesting, Marshall, that we're talking about this, and I was thinking about you over the weekend. A friend of mine, Helen, she is highly allergic, like you are, to bees and insects. Huh. And last week, a fly bit her, and immediately her neck, her eyes swelled up. She had to go to the doctor, and she said, well, I finally caught the fly. I said, well, you know, for now, you should just hang those strips around. I said, because they will get stuck on the strip, and that's it. She goes, oh, but, you know, who wants to look at that? And then they have to remove it. And then they said, well, you know, I have to ask Marshall, because I know you had your house sealed. Is that very expensive? Can she do that?
Well, it's the rule when you come in my house, and it has been forever, don't open any windows.
Right.
Windows are always closed. And I had to have them sealed with duct tape. And I have an air conditioner, two air conditioners that keep the house cool. And that's just the rule. The windows are not open. There's just no way that I allow any bugs to get in my house, especially bees.
So actually, you didn't have anything done to your house.
No,
you just keep windows closed.
Keep windows closed, and no, around the windows, I do put duct tape because wasps can get through little cracks.
Can get through those stuff. Okay.
And so that no, that's it.
So I have to tell her that she's got to try to keep everything closed.
Yeah.
For now, because really, and she said, you know, it's not a pretty thing because not only is it swollen, but she said it is very itchy.
Yeah, it's but yeah, people laugh at me. I once visited my mother when I was married and came back, and there were too many bugs in the house. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, I made my family get up and we left.
Really?
My mother says you're crazy. She
wow.
said you're crazy. I said nope. We're driving back to my house.
See, some people, you know, some people are just very, very allergic to things like this. Other people are not. I mean. You know, my sister and I, we can go out into the backyard, you know, at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. She will have 10 mosquito bites. I won't have one.
Yeah. I'm crazy. I am borderline crazy when it comes to bees inside my house.
Yeah, well, I mean, so you're not bothered by regular mosquito flies.
No.
And
well, the only thing that happens with me is like if I get stung.
Yeah,
it's not life threatening. Like it puffs up. It puffs up really big, and it's very painful. You know, that's what happens with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it puffs up. Like if I get stung on the arm, the whole arm will puff up. The whole arm will puff up. But I think it's more psychosomatic than anything else.
You could be right. You could be right.
But you know, why take the chance?
Yeah, exactly.
Why take the chance?
Why take the chance? And talking about chances, there are no chances of thunderstorms today or tomorrow, but we'll resume that chance on Friday. So very warm, humid weather. If this is what you like, get out and enjoy it. After all, this will be the last weekend of August.
Now, do you think the heat's going to stay with us through the 1st of September?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I think, you know, as we go to Labor Day weekend, it's going to get cooler. There's no doubt about it. But that doesn't mean that's it. I do see warm weather returning during the month of September.
And you see an active winter possibly?
Yeah, I think it's going to be active. I definitely think it's going to be active. There's no doubt about it, especially after the first of the year. I think prior to that, whatever we get is going to be kind of sloppy, as we indicated in our fall forecast. But after January 1st, I think things will get very interesting.
All right.
I'm curious to see what the Farmer's Almanac comes out with.
Well, they already came out with it.
Well, they didn't come out with it. All they came out was like an outlook.
Yeah, but they, once again, it's what they always say.
Oh, yeah, they always say. right. Cold and snowy.
Cold and snowy. Because one of the years they get it right, and then they can tout it that they get it right.
Right, cold and snowy, right.
Oh, gosh. All right, so that's the forecast. That's the way it looks.
That is the way it looks. Everybody, get out there, have a good time, and be safe. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, Marshall.
All right, and batten down those hatches to keep those bees out.
I will.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.